Hello and welcome back to Open Language. Today we have another pronunciation lesson and we are talking about the TH sound. My name's Diana.
My name's Spencer.
So as we all know, the TH sound is one of the hardest sounds in the English language for Chinese speakers to pronounce since it does not exist in the Chinese language.
Okay, that's right. So it doesn't exist in the Chinese language. So it means Chinese language doesn't have this sound.
Right.
Right? People often replace it with D, F, S, or Z.
Yeah, and so if you guys want to sound a bit more like a native speaker, knowing how to pronounce the TH sound is pretty important because mm-hmm. it appears a lot of the time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's right. And since it is so important and, you guys need to know how to pronounce it, we'll break it down for you guys today.
All right.
So we're going to summarize everything here. So first of all, the tip of the tongue is pressed firmly against the back of the top teeth.
Right. That's really important because if you look at the letters that some people do replace the TH sound with, it's because their tongue is not in the right place.
That's right. So there are two ways to pronounce the TH sound, and that's unvoiced and voiced.
Okay. So just remember, the first tip is to always place the tip of your tongue between your teeth. So for the unvoiced TH sound, basically you blow air out and you should be able to pronounce words like thank you and think.
All right, so then with the voiced, what would you do?
So for the voiced, you use your voice while blowing air out at the same time and you should be able to pronounce this and that.
Okay, so can I hear thank you again?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And think.
Think.
Okay. This.
This.
Oh.
And
that.
That.
Okay, cool, cool. Maybe this should be making some more sense to you guys already. Okay, so a tip here, to make sure you're pronouncing the voiced TH sound correctly, place your fingers on your throat. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like your neck.
Yes.
Like the front of your neck, mm-hmm. Below your chin, below your mouth. And you'll be able to feel the vibration as you are saying the TH sound.
Yes.
So kind of hum.
Thanks, you usually can't.
Right.
You won't feel it. But
right.
If you say this,
the,
you will feel that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wow. Yeah. Never noticed that before.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's something we don't because we kind of were born just speaking the language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So let's look at some common words with the voiced TH. So we have this.
This.
Mm-hmm. Again, we have that.
That.
How about they?
They.
There.
There.
Weather.
Weather.
Another.
Another.
Clothes.
Clothes.
These.
These.
Okay, cool. So these are all voiced mm-hmm. TH sounds.
Yes. You will be able to feel that vibration in your throat.
So the voiced TH is similar to a D, but instead of pronouncing it from behind the teeth, place the tip of your tongue between your top and bottom front teeth. Vibrate. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Vibrate your vocal cords, then pull your tongue back to pronounce the rest of the word.
Yeah, it sounds kind of complicated and technical, but once you get a little bit of practice down, it will be a lot easier.
Okay, cool. So, shall we move along here?
All right.
To pronounce the unvoiced TH, you still put the tip of your tongue between your top and bottom front teeth. But this time, you let air escape. So, you let air out
mm-hmm.
around your tongue. Your vocal cords won't vibrate.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to some examples and illustrate this.
Okay, so here again we have thanks.
Thanks.
Think.
Think.
With.
With.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Teeth.
Teeth.
All right, cool. So the unvoiced TH is like an S pronounced between the teeth. Think of a snake's tongue.
Yes.
You don't want to push a relaxed tongue far between your teeth and leave it hanging out there. All right. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, so keep the tip of your tongue tense. Okay, so
keep it tight.
Yeah, tense is kind of like tight, right? Mm-hmm. It darts out between your teeth and snaps back very quickly. Okay. Yeah, I guess it does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So darts is just kind of coming out really quickly.
It kind of shoots out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And then snaps is basically a very quick movement. You know, it snaps back or it snaps forward, but either way, it's very quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So to sum it up, to summarize everything here, guys, the unvoiced TH is softer, right?
Softer.
Whereas the voiced TH is a harder sound.
Right.
Right. Okay, so whereas here meaning, kind of like but, right?
Right. So we're contrasting a softer unvoiced TH with the harder voiced TH.
All right, now let's take a look at some examples when TH meets R.
All right.
Okay.
So this is going to be a little bit harder because the TH sound is already a bit difficult to pronounce, and then you gotta kind of link it with the R sound.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can start slow first.
Mm. So let's start with the number three.
Three.
Yeah. Throw.
Throw.
Through.
Through.
Okay, cool. So like a sound.
Yeah.
Three, throw, through.
Yeah. And notice that these all have the unvoiced TH sound. And your tongue rolls and pulls back quickly to blend, mix the TH sound with the R sound.
That's right. It's a quick and short movement.
Okay, so before we go, let's discuss the pronunciation of the word the or the and how it changes.
When the word that follows starts with a vowel, so that's A, E, I, O, or U, it sounds like the. But when followed by a consonant, so that's any word, any letter, it's not A, E, I, O, or U, it sounds like the.
Yeah,
right.
The.
Okay, so let's take a listen to the following phrases. So the answer.
The answer.
Okay. The building.
The building.
The end.
The end.
I wonder why we do that. So here, guys, so you could say instead of the answer, you could say the answer.
Yeah.
You know, you could instead of the building, you could say the building.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the end instead of the end.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound so natural, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the way the ends on kind of like an open sound, like an So that's kind of a vowel. It is a little bit harder to link it to another vowel.
Mm.
So we kind of make it sound like a the instead.
That's right. So there might be times when you want to emphasize something. In this case, the will sound like the, even if a consonant follows.
Okay.
Okay, so just something to remember there, guys. You know, is that the book you were talking about last year? That was the best movie of the year.
Right.
Okay. So all of these things, when you get a hold of this, you'll just sound much more natural with your English, right?
Exactly.
So our last tip for you today is to practice in front of a mirror and pay close attention to your tongue whenever you reach a word with a TH in it.
Yes. I think that's probably the most important thing here is that even if you know all of these techniques, if you don't practice them, they're mm-hmm. kind of useless.
Right. So this pretty much wraps up our lesson for today. This is, you know, pretty much where we say goodbye, guys.
Yes.
So we hope that everything was really, you know, useful for you today. And good luck.
So if you have any questions or maybe any techniques that you came up with yourself, leave them in the comments below, and we will see you guys next time.
That's right, guys. Bye-bye.